Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, I wanted to say my podcast show a lot of sides of me, and being a podcaster, I have to express how I feel. Sometimes I curse, which I don't want to, but after years of being in a repressed situation, so when I was younger, when I was prevented from expressing myself and trying to follow the status quo, and the status quo did not take care of my needs, and being a victim of violence and manipulation and all that, I simply had to bring it on out. First of all, I did a podcast about no forgiveness. And I may have said curse words or whatever. If you don't understand what I'm saying, I may have sounded way off. I can't hold back. Maybe I violated a norm where you online preventing, you know, cursing. I am so sorry, but I have to express myself. If somebody have said online that they took my, or near me, allegations that they took my song constantly and sampled it, there is no way I can forgive. They belong in prison for being a thief. And they belong, they owe me a lot of money. And that is how it is. The reason why is because I never got justice in my life for a lot of things. I also mentioned about my aunt's situation. Again, my dad died in a hospital and may have gotten murdered. They say he was murdered. His neck was broke. May have been malpractice or whatever. I do believe that that's not the only issue. Yes, my father's alcohol drinking played a role, but still, my aunt may have gotten a settlement for this. It is no way I could forgive. Settlement from a lawyer who did manipulate my mom. They did manipulate my mom. It was shown to be a fact, as factual. So, it's just so unfair. It's no closure, because from what I know, me and my sister don't even know how he died, so I don't even want nothing to do with my aunt for bringing her to, just for bringing her to that lawyer. It is so not fair for what has happened. That's why I have nothing to do with my family. So many of them have characteristics that just they show they're nosy, they're judgmental, and they're ignorant. So that's it. And that's why I'm not in Buffalo either. It's not just that. People who I haven't seen in years coming out here, too ignorant. I have them coming out here, even from West Seneca CPC and Buffalo and people from my childhood who I haven't seen in years. I don't know why they come out here. They need to stay away. If they don't talk to me, that in itself is like, that's why I left in the first place. Good. They need to stay away. But that's not about forgiveness. But forgiveness also, I can't forgive my aunt or that situation. I cannot forgive what somebody did to me 18 years. Oh, no way. But I can't let it control me. Some people will say, well, I need to forgive. But I will say, yes, that's probably the best way. But if I had so many atrocities in my life, how can I forgive? So my best way of dealing with it is to not let it control me, to do good things and try to be as good as possible. Because being good is being honest. Well, anyway, I don't want the haters come. I dealt with haters all my life, and the haters are outside. They always come around. And I'm thinking, why is they coming around me? Is it because I'm unique? Yes. Because I'm black? Yes. Listen, I may be black, but I am not a crime victim, so they need to stop. I did not come on this planet to be a crime victim. Unfortunately, there are a number of black men and women who get murdered, and I'm not going to be the next one, so they need to stop. I did not come on this planet to be killed or harassed or some nosy person, regardless of white, black, or wherever they come from, in the area who don't know how to mind their business. You need to mind your business, but they can't. They need to be locked up. Well, anyway, my podcast, the way I act, I'm sorry if I sound very way out and with any of them, if I sound, because I simply am not going to compromise how the way I act online with my podcast, because it's my freedom of expression. I'm not hurting nobody. I'm not threatening nobody. It's just an artistic expression. But more importantly, it's just talking about everyday life. My podcast is part of who I am, and I do the same thing with my art. I didn't say these things to sound bad. It's just that life itself put me in the situation where I have to express myself. And to haters who think I'm crazy or not well, that's false. They should not go by what I say on podcasts to make a clear decision on how or way I act. If I say I don't forgive or if I curse or whatever, which I hardly do, I want to talk about my music, you know, but if I do, it has nothing to do with me being not well or anything, because that's a false allegation. So the haters need to stop making false allegations about my podcast or me if you don't know me. If you're not a doctor or expert in mental health, then you need to stop. Yes, it is shown to be true that I have had a lot of stories, and I talked about things that dealt with overcoming adversity, but it does not mean that something is wrong with me. If you think that something is wrong with me, then you simply better look in the mirror and check on yourself first, because I am telling the truth. And those experiences, horrific as they are, put me in a situation where I can communicate and be myself the way I want to. I'm not going to compromise myself for anybody on this planet when it comes to communication and to where I do and what I work, and I express myself thoroughly all the time. I try to be very respectful, but I learned that dealing with haters on a daily basis means I have to express myself the way I need to be. And this is how I am, not just an artist, but an intellectual. In the intellectual world, I would definitely follow the status quo and be very, very respectful. But people are concerned or feel hurt by what I say, I am so sorry. But I'm not doing anything illegal. I have said many statements that I would never say anything that is illegal. But my podcast is the form of expression that comes from me. And within me, I need to express how I really feel. And it's very honest. That's the process of communication through podcasts. And I cannot back down from what I say, from the pain and suffering that I went through, and from what some people have done to me. And if you have any questions, as I always say, about what I say, then come to me directly by contact. If not, then you should not be making any assessments what I say on these podcasts, unless you're directly involved, and then we can talk about it. Until then, you should keep your perception to yourself, because it may not be true. And perceptions has nothing to do with reality. Reality is knowing the facts, the true facts and figures, and determining the situation with me directly, not just from listening to a podcast or a bunch of podcasts. But that's part of expression of communication. And I am going to continue to talk about these issues, because they should be addressed by people other than me. Because nobody should have gone through what I went through these last several years, or what I went through with my family, or what I went through, these allegations about my music. Because if you have a dream, and I know you guys who listen to me, you have a dream to make that music, go for it. I hope it comes true. Don't let nobody take advantage of you. If somebody used your song illegally, go after them, not just in a court of law civilly to put a settlement, but also prison if they did it illegally. Because when I copyright and write a song, I wrote it, no one else, and no one else should have used it. If my family had somebody who got killed in a hospital, then they should have done something about settlement or something, or should have been drawn up in court directly. And while some of the blame is for another person that I don't want to describe, the whole situation started with that lawyer being referred to my mom in the first place, which was a bad thing. And it is not right for what has happened. Also, the other thing is being targeted for just trying to be a star or to be ambitious is no excuse for deranged obsession or insanity from a drug addict or from some crazy person in my neighborhood. And they should have never came over here. Just because I'm trying to be a lawyer or trying to be a musician or trying to be somebody does not mean they should come over here and target me simply because of their self-centered, nosy motives. So they need to stop. If anyone has any concerns about what I've said in my podcast, then keep it to yourself. If there ain't no emergency, it's not for you to judge. If you judge, you may be totally wrong about what you perceive from my podcast. Because when I listen to other people's podcasts, I do not make any judgments on what they say because I know the forum that they're in. Yeah, there are people like Joe Rogan and other people who make podcasts that are totally different from mine. I'm a totally different person. Yes, in every way, shape, or form. Don't make any assessments until you know the full mantle of what's happened. Because everything that I talk about is from personal, about my music, and it's true. And I try to be factually correct. Some of it is allegations. These allegations, I say allegations because I don't know if it's true or not. So I say allegations. So when somebody said, oh, I'm saying that some people are looking in my home or I'm allowed, I would never allow that. They said that about, I kept talking about people. You know, I don't want to talk about that, you know. I only talk about it because these crazy people outside were talking about it. And I, again, as I said before, that's illegal. I would never allow it. And then they made up stories that I believe it happened, or I don't believe it happened. I believe they are crazy to make it up. It could happen. Also, I would never allow that. And if they say I allow that, they are crazy. They are a criminal. They must be deranged. In fact, I don't know those people. Again, they are deranged and crazy people in the society. Look at all the people that do all kinds of crazy things and criminals who do crazy things in the society. I'm not one of them. If you're looking for a crazy person, look for one who's not able to take care of themselves on a daily basis, shelter, food, clothing, or live on the street, or who do crazy things to other people for no reason. And they come around all the time. That's what you look for. Don't look at me as that type of person because I'm too high functioning. I'm an artist. I'm also communicate. So you better be careful who you judge, because if you're going around making ignorant statements, it could catch up to you. So with my podcast, I'm sorry if I sound belligerent but that is the way it's going to be. Amen. Some people think this and that, but that's not true. But what I say, that is the way it's supposed to be when it comes to communicating, because I'm going to continue to communicate and talk about things related to my music, my art, and my life. And it is factual. And I am well enough to do it. And that's where I belong, besides music and besides doing the creative things. I belong to be a podcaster. And I will continue to communicate what I feel and say. Good day, good night. From Dove Knight.